Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Just in time for your holiday shopping needs, the Law and Ordeals podcast is here for you. We can go with you on your various voyages to various malls as you're driving around parking lots looking for that special space. Yeah. We're bringing you the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. My name is J.R. Radcliffe. I'm with Now News Group.
I'm Lainey Seiler, also with Now News Group.
Lainey, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. I ate a lot of food and drank some wine.
Also, same here. You know, that question drives me nuts now. How was your Thanksgiving? It's like, gosh, how many times do I have to say I ate food? Okay, it was disgusting. I ate so much food that I probably nearly had a heart attack, okay?
Yep, I wanted to fall asleep at the table.
Yes, I, in fact, did fall asleep at the table. I'm sick of talking about Thanksgiving. Let's move on to Christmas. That's where the real meat and potatoes comes in. It's the Christmas season, Lainey.
It is indeed, and we're going to start out with a Christmas-related police report.
Yeah. Jingle bells, babies.
Jingle bells. Up in Germantown, an employee at Bub's Irish Pub called the police at about 3:20 p.m. on October 29th to report a man dressed as Santa was pounding on the door. Officer spoke with the man who said he left his jacket in the bar. The jacket wasn't found, and employees said they would contact the man if it was located.
Do you think we're talking about the red jacket with the outfit?
I think
that's
so.
That's bad.
Santa's walking around without his jacket on. Probably was warm in October, but it's going to get cold here soon, maybe. I don't know.
I'm a little confused at 3:20 in the afternoon what this guy did to be so threatening to call police. I'm guessing they were still open.
Right.
So he's like, hey, I need a jacket. Like, that seems like a pretty simple transaction. But this Santa, must have been something up with this Santa. He was aggressive.
I don't know. I mean, he was really mad that someone took his jacket.
I understand. It's tough when you get a late start on the holiday. I mean, like, you've got to be in the North Pole by now. You've got to be working to get those toys ready for the babes. And
I know. It's cold up there, too. I mean, he's got to have that jacket.
You got to have your coat. Very great. Always great when the Santas start getting up to no good.
Mrs. Claus would be really upset with him for losing
it. Very upset. How did you lose that jacket, Chris? Not great. Let's stay in Germantown when a caller reported November 14th that someone dropped off a clothes dryer in the Germantown Police Department parking lot and left on foot with a wagon. Officers met with the man, who agreed to return and take the dryer. Surely the police department might want my dryer, my leftover dryer.
Right, of course. This is where you take all rejected appliances.
This is a situation where you'll get something new and you don't really know what to do with the old one, and you don't maybe have a vehicle to take it to the dump or whatever.
Wagons
so you get creative. Wagons work great. But if you're not within walking distance of the dump, maybe the police department will know what to do.
Yep.
Probably not the best idea.
Taxpayer dollars.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure something out. Reminds me of a story of a colleague here whose mom threw some old tires out the window of their car as they were driving by.
Yeah.
But the tires, I don't know, had probably something to do with the barcodes. They're able to
trace
them back to the buyer. So she got a massive fine for just like dropping tires in the middle of nowhere, which honestly sounds like a good idea. That seems like a good strategy to me.
Except for, you know, the earth.
The earth, right. Oh, Lainey, gosh, it's Christmas. We don't care about the environment.
Don't people just burn tires up north?
They usually do, yes. It's a rank smell. But yeah, that would be my advice would be not the police department. Find someplace a little more discreet. The dumpster behind that shopping mall, that might be your spot.
I don't know. I actually read a different police report about someone who dropped off a dryer, a big appliance at Sam's Club, and they also got cited.
Oh, no. Where can
Craigslist, you guys. Craigslist. Someone will come
crap?
And take your stuff.
What if it's broken? Like, I need a new dryer right now, and it's broken.
People will come take it for free.
I hope so, because I don't know what to do with it otherwise. And, okay, so maybe it's a shopping mall under construction. You know, like, that's where I left one of my mattresses. Like, turns out that the building that nobody's watching it because it's still being built.
You know what you can do on the east side of Milwaukee? Just take your washer and dryer and leave it on the curb, and someone will come get it within hours.
I feel bad doing that because people are like, hey, look, free dryer. And I'm like,
they do it in Toso too.
Yeah, I just don't want to mislead my fellow neighbors to let them think they're getting a free dryer when it's a free broken dryer. Anyway, let's go to the western suburbs and check out what's happening
in Brookfield. Let's go to Brookfield. A car described as having, quote, spaceship headlights was reported at about midnight on November 7th. The caller said the car pulled up into her driveway and stayed there for 10 minutes.
This is what happens when you have that wine, that Thanksgiving wine.
Yeah.
Things start. Spaceship headlights. That's crazy. I'm very afraid.
I know. I mean,
that's the best you can do. There's a car in your driveway for 10 minutes. This happens all the time where people call.
They're lost.
There's almost always a good reason when there's a car, especially with their headlights on.
Well, it was an alien.
Right. Aliens, obviously a big deal, especially in Brookfield.
And Stranger Things is real.
Absolutely. The upside down world is totally legit. But, I mean, if they wanted to rob you, well, they wouldn't use headlights. They wouldn't be obvious about it, people.
Not spaceship headlights.
Think about this, especially if they're coming to abduct you. The aliens are going to just sneak up on you and take you. They're not going to sit there for 10 minutes in your driveway.
Right.
At least not the aliens I've encountered.
Yeah.
All right. Also in Brookfield, a group of men doing backflips was reported at 1:42 a.m. November 18th in the parking lot of the Sheridan.
I think that's a false alarm of the week.
They're doing backflips. Is that criminal activity at 1:42 in the morning? You got to ask how loud they were being, I suppose. But come on, people.
Like, was there a cheerleading convention? Maybe it was gymnastics.
You're right. Maybe they're working on their routine.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Lainey. I didn't even think of that. I just thought it was dudes doing backflips. But now, you're right. These are probably people that are preparing their routine.
Yeah, it's like, why are you upset about that? Like, it's just so weird.
Right. And you know that there are so many cheerleading competitions because every high school you go to, they have award-winning cheerleaders. Like, they just won some state competitions. So there's a lot of them out there, and I'm guessing that's what was happening.
Up to no good at the Sheridan parking lot.
1:42 a.m. does seem like a strange time to be working on your technique, but who are we to judge?
Moving up to Mequon. Someone is confused up there. A 35-year-old Milwaukee woman was set in for drunken driving after campus security called police about a possibly impaired driver who just parked at Concordia. The woman who told police she thought she was in Brookfield was unable to finish field sobriety test.
The aliens picked her up in Brookfield.
Yeah.
They took her to Mequon, several miles away.
Yeah.
Like east and north people.
Yeah.
Especially to get to Concordia.
It's like
that's on the lake.
Lakeside versus like deep suburbs.
Yeah. She thought she was in Brookfield. If it's not the aliens, I got nothing else. Well, actually, I do have a pretty good explanation. It's the blood alcohol content of 0.26.
Yeah, the field sobriety test. Ouch.
Yeah. You thought you were in Brookfield.
That's
you wound up in Mequon.
That's pretty bad.
That is a serious wrong turn, people. Serious wrong turn.
Your friends should not have let you go.
In Bayside, a 20-year-old Milwaukee man faces multiple felony charges after he made an illegal U-turn at Brown Deer and Port Washington Road at 2:21 a.m. November 18th. When the officer pulled him over, he fled east. The officer stopped chasing him at Regent Road, but the SUV flipped over where the road curves and becomes Lake Drive. The driver got out of the SUV, ran east over a fence into the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. Like, this is the woods, people.
Yeah.
An officer ran after the suspect down a trail, tackled him from behind. A gun was found on the ground next to where he was tackled. 10 grams of marijuana was found in the vehicle. The suspect told police he rented the vehicle for $100. It had been reported stolen in Milwaukee. There is so much here.
I know.
And none of it matters, people. If you just don't make illegal U-turns at 2:21 a.m., is it so rough to go up to the stoplight, people?
Especially, there's no traffic. You know you can go to the stoplight.
Oh, my goodness. If I had all of that in my car. And if I had stolen a vehicle, which, by the way, when you take someone's car and throw $100 on the ground, that's not renting it for $100. That's still stealing.
Yeah.
I would drive like an angel. Wouldn't you? Like, all the cars I've stolen, I've never driven them recklessly.
That's because you don't steal cars, JR.
I don't. But if I did, oh, gosh, I feel like I could be a good criminal. All I have to do is follow a couple rules.
Yeah.
Also, I don't just take my marijuana with my guns. That's
a
terrible idea, too. Be cool. Just be cool, baby.
Just be cool.
Be cool.
When you get pulled over for pulling a U-turn, be cool.
Are you picturing this scene, too? Like, I'm picturing him running down a ravine at the Schlitz
Audubon
Center. You know, there's woods on all sides. Maybe he's, like, trying to get to the top of the lookout or something.
Oh, my God.
Cop tackles him from behind. Like, this is very dramatic.
I know. And you know, I'm like, I'm impressed with how fit this cop probably is.
For real.
I mean, he ran him down. He even was armed, which is kind of scary, but
I love the I rented it for $100 line. Like, where do you come up with that? Oh, no, I just threw down $100 and rented it from this guy that said it was fine.
Well, I was going to bring it back, and I just, you know, left that hunch key on the ground or whatever.
All right, let's go to the south side. Oak Creek.
Oak Creek, the owner of Sidetracked, reported to police that the business was broken into between 2 and 8:21 a.m. Wow, that's very precise. Someone forced open the rear door of the bar, removed a, quote, Jack and the Beanstalk slot machine valued at $1,500. A small room in the basement was also forced open with nothing was taken. Damage to both doors is estimated at $400.
So they went through the building, looked for their favorite slot machine, decided Jack and the Beanstalk was the one.
Maybe it's a Christmas present for a loved one.
There are better ways to get, you know, great deals on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You just go and take what you want. Maybe you put $100 on the ground and say,
maybe,
I'm renting it.
Maybe he did.
That's a very specific thing to break in and take.
Like,
maybe
was he
like,
mad at the slot machine? Like, I'm going to get my money back.
That's how I imagine this. Yeah. Like, I got owned by that slot machine. I'm going to go get it back. Yeah. I'm going to figure out how to crack it open just as soon as I get at home, probably in my wagon.
Or, like, did he think there was money in it? I mean, those are credit card things now, aren't they?
I would think. I don't know. I don't play slot machines. I only steal cars and guns and marijuana and all that and drop off appliances in my wagons. But if I knew anything about it, I would probably guess that, I don't know.
So this is the one criminal thing here that you're like, nope, that makes no sense.
Yes, that's true. That's the one. In Fort Washington, it's a shorty but a goodie to close down this episode of Law and Ordeals. A 911 call came in at 3:51 p.m. November 5th. From Willow Pond Way, this is in Port Washington, seeking to order pizza. The call came from a child who had apparently dialed an error. Now, this is tough because on the refrigerator, there's the magnet for pizza. And if there's an emergency, dial 911 for, like, if you forget what the 911 number is when you're in an emergency, you have magnets. I'm guessing he just picked the wrong one. And kid wanted pizza. Kid wanted pizza.
He was like, seen his parents order pizza before. And he was like, I know what to do.
Just look at the number and dial it.
Hi, can I have some pizza?
Oh, I feel bad for this kid. I mean, actually, it could be. I don't know if the parents would get fined. I think usually you get like a freebie, free accidental false alarm, and then they come after you.
What if it was a prank?
It could have been a prank. I mean, also, hopefully this kid still got his pizza because I'm concerned for him. 3:51, early dinner.
Well, kids get hungry, you know.
Yes, they do. Oh, my goodness, don't they ever. The second they still have food in their hands and they're thinking about their next meal. In this office, we've dialed 911 a lot because you dial 9 to get an outside line and then 1 for the area code. 9-1, you're already like 2/3 of the way there.
I did it the other week. Oops.
Yes. We should, next time that happened, we just be like, hey, can we get some pizza? See what happens.
I'm sure the Milwaukee police will be real cool with that.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Law and Ordeals, where we sift through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. We hope your holiday was fantastic. We'll be back at you again before the next one. Right, Lainey?
Right. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.